The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, this is a special edition of the Eric Metaxas Show. Last week in Washington, D.C., I gave what I felt was an important speech. We wanted to play that speech on this program. We're playing the whole speech today. You can find it on my various social media places if you want to send the video out. I do ask you to share today, whether as a podcast, however you want to share it, with as many people as you can. It's an important speech. Here it is.
I'm so grateful to introduce our next brilliant speaker, Eric Metaxas. Eric grew up in Danbury, Connecticut, and graduated from Yale with a BA in English. Known for his great humor and literary skills, Eric quickly became a number one New York Times best-selling author for his books Fish Out of Water, Martin Luther, If You Can Keep It, Bonhoeffer, Amazing Grace, Miracles, and his most recently published book is Atheism Dead. He has written more than 30 children's books, and his books have been translated into more than 25 languages. His writing has appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the New Yorker. Eric has also appeared as a cultural commentator on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. I've been particularly influenced by Eric's Socrates in the City, Conversations on the Examined Life, which I've studied in high school and continue to reference today. I highly recommend you all check it out. Along with that, Eric is also the host of the Eric Metaxas Show, a nationally syndicated daily radio show heard on 300 outlets and aired on television nationally. Without any further ado, I would like to welcome to the stage Mr. Eric Metaxas.
This is next level. That is
USA.
USA. How do you know that I like that? How do you know? You're just assuming that I love young people chanting USA, and you assumed right. Thank you very much. God bless you. Let me say how honored I am to be here, and how honored I am to share with you what I consider some unbelievably important things. In fact, I kind of wish this weren't the case, but that we find ourselves living in this thing we call reality, where there's reality and then there's illusion, where there's truth and there's lies, where there is God and then the enemies of God, where there is liberty and there's tyranny. And we need to take those things seriously. I think when I was your age, I wouldn't have realized that, although I think I would have realized it more than most of the people around me. Why? Because as I write in my book, Fish Out of Water, the story of my young life up until I had my dramatic conversion to God around my 25th birthday, my mom and dad were raised in countries that were not free. And if your parents grew up in countries that were not free, they tend to let you know how unbelievably freaking spoiled you are and how little you deserve to live in a country that's free. Now, let's start there. You need to understand, you do not deserve to live in the United States of America. It is a gift from God. It is an unbelievable privilege that people around the world are, in some cases, literally dying to have. And so if you don't understand what it is you have, you're a fool. And most people, myself included, to some extent, we are fools. We don't appreciate what it is we have. So the first thing when you're talking about something like liberty or freedom in America, you really have to understand what it is. how rare it is, how preposterously rare it is for people to be able to govern themselves. What an insane idea it is. If you think it's normal, you've missed it. This is not normal. And you're seeing right now the threats to our liberty from every quarter are helping us see, oh yeah, by the way, this is not normal. This will go away if you don't understand what it is you have and fight with everything you have to keep it. That's a fact. I wrote a book called If You Can Keep It, which I think most of you have today, right? And lately, whenever people ask me, you know, what's the most important book you've written? You've written all these books. What's the most important to me? You know, that's like saying, who's your favorite child? Like, you don't really want to answer that question. But If You Can Keep It is the easiest to read and probably the most important of all the books that I have written. I will tell you humbly, because it's true, that most of the ideas in the books that I write, I didn't come up with myself. I feel privileged that somehow I find these things, and then I get all excited and freaked out about them, and then I say, I have to write about this. Oz Guinness, some of you are familiar with him, has written many books. I'm privileged to call him a friend. Wrote a book called A Free People's Suicide. And in that book, I was reading it just before it came out, actually, and he comes up with this thing called the Golden Triangle of Freedom. Now, I suspect most of you are not familiar with that idea, but when I understood what this was, I just couldn't believe that I had lived so long without understanding. This is effectively the secret formula of self-government and liberty. This is effectively how it works. And we, which is to say we Americans, have pretty much forgotten this, which is why we're spoiled and we don't seem to understand that what we have is a wild, insane idea in history, and we need to fight to preserve it, to understand what it is. So let me start with the basic idea of the Golden Triangle of Freedom, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about it. But this idea is so seminal. I mean, it's the kind of thing, if you have to get a tattoo, and by the way, you don't. But if you had to, but don't, because they're permanent. Turns out they're permanent. Yeah. But if this is something, it's so seminal, so foundational to reality, to freedom, that I really, as I said, I couldn't believe it when I discovered it. And I said, I need to tell the world about this, because this is, it will bless you and help you live and help you keep the Republic. So the basic idea is this. Okay. Now, did the person who introduced me mention that I had written for VeggieTales? Yeah, I knew. I could tell by your quietness that you weren't aware of that. Because then people say, Eric went to Yale University, he went for the New York Times. And like, who cares, right? You know, these are all woke Marxist institutions. But yes, I wrote for VeggieTales. I'm the voice of the narrator on the Esther video. Now I know I have your attention. I've done a lot of things like that, but I don't have time to get into it. But I have kind of a weird weird background, but that's true. But that's got nothing to do with what I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about right now is really serious, right? And so Oz Guinness, in his book, calls it the Golden Triangle of Freedom. Now, the book that you have, If You Can Keep It, I talk about this and I explain it in depth. And I beg you to familiarize yourself with it. I beg you, for the sake of the Republic. But in a nutshell, it's this. The Golden Triangle of Freedom is simply that. Freedom, which is liberty, which is self-government, right? You know, when you think about it, what does it mean to be free? It means I'm not free to do whatever the heck I want. It means I'm free to govern myself. I'm not going to be governed from without, from above. I'm not going to be governed by some deep state bureaucracy. I'm not going to be governed by a tyrant. I'm going to govern myself. We are going to govern ourselves.
On a morning from a Bogart movie, in a country where they turn back time, you go strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLore contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation,
That's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Improve your memory with award-winning VivaLore memory support. VivaLore's founder prayed God would show her the solution to memory loss when her mom was devastated by dementia. Divine encounters, faith, and her background as a pharmacist led Susan Gibson to create VivaLore memory support. VivaLore is a premium quality supplement with 5 to 20 times more nutrients than any other memory supplements. VivaLore has won numerous awards, and a customer independently wrote 3 books about it. Visit VivaLore.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements. VivaLore has helped those with normal memory, mild or severe memory loss, and it can help you. VivaLore has many brain-fortifying nutrients to help focus and memory. Don't wait until your memory slips. Invest in your memory now. VivaLore is V-I-V-O-L-O-R. Get 30% off with code ERIC. Memories are real treasures. Keep yours. Help us pray for miraculous healings that give God glory. VivaLore.com, V-I-V-O-L-O-R.com, and use code ERIC. VivaLore.com, use the code ERIC. Folks, you're listening to a special edition of the Eric Cooper Taxes Show. Last week, I gave what I thought was an important speech to the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. We play that speech in its entirety. Please share it as you're able. God bless you. Liberty, freedom, self-government. Okay, so the Golden Triangle of Freedom says that liberty or freedom or self-government requires virtue. Now, you think this is a seminal idea if you've gone to classical Christian school or just any really good school with a faith foundation. Probably you know this, right? That freedom requires virtue. But that's certainly not being taught in the public schools. That has been true since all of the founders understood this 250 years ago. Okay? This is not like optional. This is basic. You don't need to be an evangelical Christian to understand this, okay? You could be an Enlightenment rationalist like Franklin or Jefferson, anybody. They all understood that what they were talking about, what they were proposing, liberty, freedom, self-government, requires virtue. They further understood freedom requires virtue. Virtue requires faith. And then faith, in turn, requires freedom. So let me explain this. You sort of understand this intuitively, but we need to really understand what we mean by this. So freedom requires virtue. Every one of the founders, without any exception, you need to understand, this is just history, okay? This is not like Christian history or what. This is history. Every one of the founders knew that this crazy idea that people are going to govern themselves for the first time ever, it requires people of virtue. Now, it doesn't mean every single person is going to be a person of virtue, but it means a culture of virtue, a citizenry that's fundamentally virtuous. They understood this, that this is not optional. This is not extra credit. If you do not have a virtuous citizenry, you do not get self-government. You cannot have liberty. You can't. That's a fact. Thank you very much. Although I didn't invent that idea. You understand? Okay. So they understood this. And I want to be clear to you that every one of the founders understood this. So this is not some, you know, conservative idea. We're really not about conservatism, right? We're about truth. That's why we're conservatives. It's about truth. It's about history. It's about reality. And the reason you're a conservative is because you say this comports with reality. This is not some utopianist, illusionist, Marxist trending philosophy. This is reality. And so the founders understood that if you want liberty, you need virtue. They also understood by observation that as much as liberty requires virtue, virtue requires faith. Now, they didn't have some illusion that everyone who is virtuous is a person of faith, but they observed, kind of like a sociologist observes. You don't have to agree with it. You just say, well, this is weird. People who are really serious about the God of the Bible
tend to be more virtuous or more, you know, they're not really, it's kind of interesting. We've just noticed this. Now, again, it doesn't necessarily even need to be the God of the Bible. The point is faith in something greater than oneself, faith in an order that is greater than oneself. Now, in colonial America, that tended to be people who believed in the God of the Bible, and that's not unimportant. But the point is, the founders said, if we want liberty, we need virtue, and virtue requires faith, a citizenry that believes in something larger than themselves, so they don't need someone to force them to do the right thing to be virtuous. Because if somebody's going to force you to do the right thing, you are a slave. You are no longer free. But to do it yourself, to govern yourself, not to need to be governed from without or from above, means I will do it because I believe it's the right thing, because I believe in doing the right thing. I believe in virtue. Why do I believe in virtue? I believe in virtue because I believe there's a higher order. There's a God who demands of me the right thing. So I don't need the governor, the magistrate, the president, the king to tell me, to force me to do what is right. I do it of my own accord. Because the God of heaven requires of it of me, and I take that seriously. Now, all the founders understood this. So now imagine, you say, well, here's the formula. In order to have liberty, we need virtue. In order to have virtue, we need faith. So let's just compel faith. Well, if you compel it, you're no longer free. And by the way, we know that real faith cannot be compelled. It has to be free. So the founders said that we need to create a situation where faith is utterly free, where the government will not side with a denomination. It will not tell you when to go to church. It will not tell you whether to go to church. It will not tell you to go to synagogue. It will not tell you to go to mosque. It will tell you nothing. It will say, we believe in freedom. We believe you will decide yourselves what you do, because we believe that if faith is coerced, it's not faith. And we also believe that if faith is not coerced, then it rises up freely and people own it themselves. People really take it seriously because it comes from within, because they do it because it's the right thing. So the conundrum, right? Freedom requires virtue. Virtue requires faith. Faith, in turn, requires freedom. You need religious liberty. You need a government that says, we will not take a stand on whether you worship, how you worship, if you want to be an atheist, a Jew, a Muslim, a Buddhist, this kind of a Christian, that kind of a Christian, a cafeteria Catholic. Any of those here? Just curious. Come on, there's got to be some hypocrites in the room. Come on, raise your hand. No. So the government says we can't compel that. So we have to trust that the people will govern themselves and that this will occur. And if it doesn't occur of its own accord, you can't be free. Freedom can't be forced. I think you get that idea, right? Right. So what did the founders also see? Well, the founders, starting with Franklin, who is by no means like some doctrinaire, theologically orthodox Christian, he observed that when revival broke out in the 13 colonies, there's a chapter in the book on George Whitefield. George Whitefield, and again, if you want to know how broken things are, it's that this is not taught in public schools. This is as basic as it gets. George Whitefield, who was an evangelist, was as central to the formation of the United States of America as George Washington. That's not even hype. That's not hyperbole. And I prove it in the book. You can see it. It's just, don't take my word for it. It's either true or it's not. But George Whitefield, Franklin observed as a young man, he saw Whitefield, you know, land in Philadelphia in 1738. And this was an evangelist who preached up and down the 13 colonies for a number of decades. Revival broke out. People got crazy about the God of the Bible. Now, a lot of people went to church, but like a lot of you, you can go to church and it doesn't really mean anything to you. These people found real faith, found a personal relationship with God. But what comes out of a personal relationship with the God of the Bible is inevitably pro-freedom, because it says, well, if we're all equal in God's sight and God loves me as much as he loves those above me in the social order, it means that I answer to God more than I answer to my superiors in the government or whatever. I answer directly to God. I don't steal because I want to honor God, not because there are rules and laws and people with guns to prevent me from stealing. I will be virtuous. So that follows. But it also follows that if you believe that, you also believe that those in authority over you are also under God's authority, which leads to this egalitarian idea that we will have no king but Jesus, as they would say in those days. We are all equal in God's sight, and we believe in the idea of government that says we can govern ourselves. We will not be forced by someone above us to do this or that. We will do what God requires of us. So Franklin and others observed that when revival broke out across the 13 colonies, suddenly crime went down. Domestic abuse went down. Alcoholism went down. When people got serious about the God of the Bible, the founders observed that the ability for self-government went up. And they said, we think that we have a people, for that reason and other reasons, who are capable of governing themselves. The question is, will they? So as he left the Constitutional Convention in 1787, Ben Franklin was famously asked by Mrs. Powell of Philadelphia, Dr. Franklin, what have you given us, a monarchy or a republic? And he answered, some of you know this, a republic, madam, if you can keep it.
Oh, I don't know how long. I don't know why, but I keep thinking something's bound to...
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Folks, for today's program, we're playing the audio of a speech that I gave last week to the Young Americas Foundation in Washington, D.C. I said some difficult things. I hope you will listen to this. I hope and ask you, please, to share it. God bless you. Self-government had never been tried in the history of the world, ever. And because of that, there was a serious question when you go into that place in Independence Hall in 1787 and that summer, will you be able to come out with this idea, with this constitution that says, yes, genuinely, we can govern ourselves? Or are you going to come out of there saying, you know what, there's a reason we've never had a genuinely free people before, because it doesn't work. People are selfish and people do what they want. They need somebody over them. It's not going to work. This republic thing, it's too radical. It can't work. They literally didn't know. So when Mrs. Powell of Philadelphia says, what have you given us, Dr. Franklin, a monarchy or a republic? I always thought his answer was kind of this cheeky, you know, if you know a little bit about Franklin, he was kind of this wit, you know. So it's a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And I realized, no, he, off the cuff, he said this, but he meant, first of all, the question was genuine. This wasn't like, let me just ask this. These people really didn't know, what have you been doing in that building for 100 days? Were you able to pull this off? This is what I said before. Do you understand how wild, insane, preposterous the idea of self-government is? If you understand that, you realize what happened in the Constitutional Convention, Independence Hall, in the summer of 1787 was essentially a miracle. It was at least a miracle of history. So he comes out and he says, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Now, that's the title of the book, because what Franklin understood and what I've just shared with the Golden Triangle of Freedom is that if you don't keep the republic doesn't keep itself. The Constitution is worthless unless you live it out. The Constitution is worthless unless we, the people, take it to heart and live it out, live freely, do what is necessary to be free. So Franklin, whoever that is, thank you. So Franklin understood, again, at the irony, think how basic this is, that freedom cannot be compelled. It ceases to be free. So what are the guarantees? What is that piece of paper called the Constitution? It's meaningless. If you don't know what it says and live it out, it's just sitting in a drawer. It can't do anything by itself. It is inert paper and ink. It is we, the people, who have to understand it. In other words, the price of freedom, which is as radically different from serving under some tyranny or from some big government, is that you must do something. You are compelled to lift up the torch, to fight for freedom, to keep the republic. If you don't do that, someone will keep it for you. They'll take it away from you. Whatever you have that is free, you must work to keep free. So this is at the heart of our troubles as a nation right now, because since I was a kid, since the 60s, we've effectively ceased teaching these ideas. These ideas are radically pro-American. This is American exceptionalism. Now, you know, American exceptionalism doesn't mean we are better than other nationalities. It means that the ideas given to us by the founders, which we don't deserve, have given us a country and a freedom which we don't deserve and which we need to understand and celebrate and praise and teach to our kids and make people understand that this is a gift from God to people in history that we don't deserve, but since we've been given it, we must do everything we can to understand it, to preserve it, and to try to keep the flame of liberty going, not just for ourselves, but for people around the world who long to have what we have. In other words, we have a holy burden. I mean, you understand this. I mean, the Bible says you're blessed to be a blessing, right? Now, if you have anything good, okay, if you are beautiful or handsome or rich or talented or whatever it is that you have is a gift from God to be used for his purposes to bless others, right? So whatever you have, you have to figure out, okay, I have this gift. What can I do with this gift? The gift we have of freedom, for example, is a gift not for us, essentially. Now, God loves you and he wants you to be free, but he wants you to use that freedom for his purposes. And part of that means helping the republic stay free, keeping the republic, understanding these ideas, coming to conferences like this, giving a darn even at your young age, because you understand this is why I was put on this planet, to do what is right and good and true, to have courage. That's why I'm here. That's why God has given me life and breath and the talents that I have and the opportunities that I have. And so when you cease teaching that in the schools, basically, or when the culture gets spiritually dark, as it has since I've been a kid, you get a culture that's living on fumes. And basically, or as Oz Guinness has put it, a cut flower society. Like everything still looks okay, but you realize, but it's a cut flower. It's dying. That's effectively where we are. And since the 60s, roughly, we haven't taught these ideas. We haven't taught people that for all our flaws, this is the greatest nation in the history of the world. Again, why? Because we're so great? No, we're no different than anyone else in the world. But we've been bequeathed these ideas to cherish, to preserve, to do everything we can. Now, if you really understand that, you understand the burden on you that you have a role in keeping the republic. And either you're doing something about it or you're not. If you're not, you're part of the problem.
Their father's hell did slowly go by and feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code Eric. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or just go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code ERIC. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, in both hours of today's program, we are airing an audio of a speech that I gave last week in Washington, D.C. to the Young Americans Foundation. I considered it a very important speech. It was difficult to say some of the things I said, but I said them because I felt an urge to say them for the sake of my country. I hope you'll listen to it, and I hope you will please share it as you're able. And I think that we have to understand that this is not to lay a guilt trip. It's that you've been given this glorious honor and this privilege. And to act as though it's nothing, to do nothing about it, is grotesque. You know, it's like getting an extraordinary gift, not saying thank you, not doing anything about it. We need to do something about the fact that we have been given this outrageous gift. And so I say that... to bring us to where we are today in America, we have not really done a good job with this. Those who've called themselves conservatives, and I would say going all the way back to Reagan, Reagan is not guilty of this. God bless Ronald Reagan for being a hero, for understanding there's evil in the world, for standing against communism. But I want to tell you that there were many in, you know, what we today might call the deep state or the bureaucracy who said, Reagan, you are way too hot-headed. You need to tone it down. You're crazy. Take it easy. We can have détente with the Soviet Union, which is a nice way of saying, who gives a damn about the people rotting in the gulag? We don't care. We got a good thing going here. We don't want war. We don't want bellicose words. Be nice. And Reagan thought, how can I be nice? There is an evil empire that harms people on a level that most of you people in Foggy Bottom, in your comfortable lives, you don't have any idea of the suffering around the world. And if I have the opportunity to spread the ideas of freedom in history, God forbid that I would be silent about it. Shame on you for asking me to be silent about it. Shame on you. And we are there today. We've had plenty of people that would think of Reagan, who would think of Trump as a, why do you have to be so belligerent about it? Well, folks, if somebody is doing a grave injustice and you say, well, I'm just going to ignore that and let's just focus on the nice stuff, you know, you're complicit in the grave injustice. So whatever's going on around the world, whatever's going on around this country, we're on the hook for that. We have to speak up about it. So when I see people who claim to be conservatives or in the GOP who are not willing to fight the way Reagan was willing to fight and the way Trump was willing to fight, you don't need to love Trump, but I have to tell you, you know, when somebody says, I'm going to fight for what is true, I'm going to fight for Brett Kavanaugh. Now, most members of the GOP would not have done what Trump did, would not have stood up for Kavanaugh. I want to be really blunt with you because I know from history, I know who these players are. They would have said, well, let's let this one go. Let him have this one. Well, if that had happened, Roe v. Wade would have not been overturned. I hope you understand what an insanely wonderful thing it is that Roe v. Wade was overturned.
So when you talk about civility, if somebody is pointing a gun at your head or is pointing a gun at the head of your parent or your child, you have to be aware of what is happening. We're living at a time right now when the forces of cultural Marxism in all of their guises, critical race theory, the transgender madness, all this stuff is madness. And if you're a parent trying to raise your kids in America, you look around, you go, are there any adults in the room to shut this down? What is happening? But there are a lot of cowards. There are a lot of people who really don't want to step into the fight. They would rather just, you know, have a nice life and pretend that somehow we can go back to 2019 or to 2014, whatever they think. Well, folks, that would be nice if it were possible, but it's not possible. There are people, 2 days ago, a friend of mine, Simone Gold, a medical doctor, a brave woman, a medical doctor and a lawyer, went to jail because she was on the grounds of the Capitol on January 6th. Now, let me tell you something. If Mike Pence can get up here at this podium and not talk about that, it's hard for me to care what else he has to say. It doesn't mean that I don't agree with most of what he had to say or that I don't like him, because that's not true. I do. But I want to tell you, we're living at a time when if you can look the other way, when innocent people are being used to crush dissent, folks, that is evil. Can you think of another word for that? When you're being told, oh, by the way, shut up. We don't want to hear your testimony. We don't want to hear your narrative. My radio program, okay, which is not half as serious as this speech, okay? We joke around. We talk about this. We talk about that. Sometimes we'll talk about serious things. My entire radio program was on YouTube. And the folks at YouTube, who effectively are cultural Marxists, if you want to know what people are made of, just watch how they behave. They took the whole program off of YouTube. Why? Because I dared to have on Naomi Wolf, who is she was in my class at Yale. She's a liberal feminist. She came on the program, talked about vaccine passports and saying we're drifting in the direction of China. This is very, 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 very bad for America. We need to speak up about this. That is extremely true. Because of that, YouTube shut down my entire program. Now, again, if you don't have a dog in the fight and you say, you know, I'm not sure what I think about vaccine passports. I'm not sure what I think about vaccines. I'm not sure what I think about the election, if it was stolen. I don't know what I think. If you don't know what you think, watch how the people behave who are on the other side. Are they generous or do they simply want to crush dissent? If they want to crush dissent, folks, that is Marxism. If you want to crush dissent, you don't believe in freedom. You can talk about freedom. But if you want to crush dissent and you want to say, it's time to move on, let's move on. So if somebody like Mike Pence is talking about all these good things but doesn't mention that most of the country doesn't believe that the election was fair, even if you think it was fair, you need to care about what we, the people, think. And when we, the people, are told, shut up, don't bring that up. If you bring that up, you'll pay a price. What does that tell you?
We're all alone. We're all alone. Close the window. Come alive.
Folks, the headline is we need your help. What do I mean by that? I mean at least three things by that. Number one, if it's possible for you to get to be part of our studio audience, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 8th in New York. This week, it starts about 4 o'clock every day. We're taping the late night, the talk show with Eric Metaxas. It is a mainstream TV talk show. We don't have time to get into it now, but it's nuts. We've got a lot of mainstream guests. It's going to be a blast. We can't share most of it with you yet. But if you can get there, go to ericmetaxas.com. You'll see where it says speaking or schedule, whatever, and you click on it. Every day you can sign up through Eventbrite. We'd love you there all 4 days
or just one day. You can bring as many people as you want to sign them up. But this is going to be a wild, fun thing. We need some fun, folks. We need some fun because there's a lot of tough stuff going on. But we want you to be there. Please do what you can. That's number one. Number two, if you follow me on social media, let me just ask you, instead of liking what I put there, would you retweet it or would you share it? Would you share it on Facebook? I'm trying to get a lot of information out. And I don't think I've ever said this before, but a lot of times people will like something. We need to get the word out. We are being suppressed. We know that what we're doing, whether we're being shadow banned, I don't mean to sound like, you know, like the like Chicken Little. This is actually, or not Chicken Little. Who am I looking for? Oh, the boy who cried wolf. This is actually happening. Yeah. We need your help, folks, to multiply our message. Everything we put out, it's a struggle. So whatever you can do to help us. And speaking of helping us, as you know, every couple of times a year, we try to raise funds for an organization that we think worthy. At the top of the list is Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is an amazing Christian nonprofit relief organization. They go where there is a need. And I just want to tell you right now, they are helping families who have fled the Ukraine. Now, we don't need to get into the politics of it. These are people that are suffering, and we want to show them the love of God. We want to help them. Food for the Poor, I can't think of anybody that I would trust more to do that. So Food for the Poor is partnering with a number of Christian organizations, relief organizations, ministry partners to get food, literal food, to these families that have fled their homes. They've left everything behind. If you know anybody who's ever been through anything like this, my parents experienced this kind of thing. It's hellish. And we want to show them the love of God. So I want to ask you simply to call this number to help, or you can just go to the banner. Our banner is MetaxasTalk.com. That's the radio banner. We want you to give. We want you to give generously. We just want everybody who listens to this program to do what you can. By God's grace, we are able to do something. Let's do what we can. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com, or you can call this number. I'll give it to you right now, 844-863-HOPE. Please dial that number. Please give what you can now. It's August 1st. We don't have a lot of time to do this. It's always a struggle. God bless you as you give. 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. These are people that are struggling, and we need to do what we can to help them. 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. And Albin and I will shortly let you know. Everybody who gives anything, we will put your names in a hat, so to speak, proverbial hat, and we'll have a number of grand prize winners. We want to give you signed books and all kinds of things. And I always say, anybody who can give $10,000 as tax deductible, I'd be delighted to have dinner with you, to spend an evening with you. We always manage to make that work. So remember, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.